Guy, everybody.
This is the SEO show, the podcast where, hold on, let me turn this off. The podcast where we look at Google search trends and talk about them so that we can put them in the tags in our metadata and we get organic search traffic. If this is your first time listening to the show, I want to congratulate you for arriving at the most exciting, electrifying podcast on the web. Joining me today is Zach Show Live.
Hey, how are you? How is everyone feeling?
I thought you were going to do your classic intro.
So live here, a special feature on That's All Folks SEO.
And we got Marine Kyology.
Boo.
That was actually the blue whale call.
Oh. And we've got Tree. Tree?
tree.
I can't hear Tree.
I can't hear.
I thought that was sort of part of it, like she was a tree.
I can't even.
Oh.
That she just, the tree just kind of blows in the wind.
Technical difficulty. Should we start again?
I mean, if she's in here and we can't hear her, then I think
she is. I heard her at the beginning, I thought.
I did too. I heard her a second ago.
She can hear us, but we can't hear her. I'm just getting a mess. Come back in a second. For those of you who are here, stick around. We're going to be talking about all the trends.
It's the band version. I can call
and
you
we're
Betty.
Back.
Betty, you
is everybody,
call
does it
hello?
Work now? Everybody can hear everybody?
Yep.
I can hear you guys.
Okay. What up, Tree?
So Tree's here. Yeah, finishing the intros, Tree is here.
What's up, guys?
Tree Vasquez.
Go Tree. Go Tree.
How y'all feeling?
Feeling good.
For any longtime listeners, you know I've been really neglecting my podcast.
Holy.
What's going on? What's this paperwork?
There's
shuffling
some
papers.
Somebody's neglecting the pot.
Is somebody scooping rice? What the flip is this foliar going on here?
That's totally
hey.
Kyle.
Sorry, that's
Kyle. What are you doing?
Are you
my
doing
bad.
Your
I'm
goddamn
I'm,
trash can?
My bad, dude. Feed my puppy. My B.
All right. Well, when Kyle's done feeding his puppy, we're going to go ahead and explain what we do on this show, which is we go to googletrends.google.com, and these will show you what people are searching for, what people are typing into that Google search bar.
Oh, right. We're doing this show. This is a side show? Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. If those of you know, I've been neglecting my my duties as a podcaster the last couple weeks. Really just I've been kind of busy, but not really any excuse. This show's pretty easy to do.
Have you actually been busy?
Well, I was on no last week it was.
I thought you'd just been like reading for like a week.
That's kind of true. I was sort of doing a cool.
I
don't really
have
an excuse.
You were doing an unplug.
Yeah, I was sort of doing an unplug. And
that's valid these days, you know.
Like a little
media diet.
Well, I went on vacation, sort of. I went to a wedding in Hawaii for a week, and I didn't do anything that week. And then that just sort of, like, was such a bump in the road that I was like, I don't even think I'm ever going to get back to doing this.
You're like, that's kind of it. Like, yeah. Hawaii, and then it's like, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, but we're back. I'll do the science show again. We'll do it. Don't worry. For any longtime listeners, thank you. Thanks for sticking in there. Yeah, I love the science show, too. So we're looking at Google search trends. Does everybody have the page pulled up?
I do.
How do you get there again?
Trends.google.com.
Okay, that's actually a good one for the listeners too.
Yeah,
it's such a bummer.
And then there's a little hamburger menu, to use a word that Tree uses.
Yeah, no, not just me. Like
that's designer. A graphic design term. Upper left hand corner, there's a little like three lines. Looks kind of like a hamburger. Click that, and then you're gonna want to go down to trending searches.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's a good one to start with.
Is it a good one?
Yeah, dude, it's such a bummer.
No, I mean that's the thing. I'm kind of sarcastic.
It's just to put it in context, today is Thursday, November 8th, 2018. And
oh my God. What? That was transported. That was transmitted.
Thursday, November 8th, 2018, and the top trending search is Ian David Long with 5 million plus searches. It's destroying all the other searches. The next most popular thing is 500,000, so it's like
well, this just happened. This is
yeah, this is
got shot up in a bar in California. Is that close by
you
guys?
Yeah. Ventura, I heard it was by Ventura.
Yeah, I saw after
Ventura County.
Ricky checked in safe, but is it even near you guys, really?
It's what? About 30, 40 minutes away.
Okay.
Dude.
Yeah, so everybody probably heard in the news.
What's the environment like over there right now? Is it like...
I don't think we can really speak to the environment. Yeah, we can. Really there.
Well, I'm just saying in your general town, or is that just too far away?
We should say this, the search, this thing that's trending is the dude's name who did the shooting.
Because he was a former Marine. It was probably like, honestly, it's probably PTSD and shit. He's probably has like a bunch of freaking mental disorders, like every one of them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's complicated. Cause I heard he was saying like he was like super anti-Jewish people too.
Oh, man.
These incels are really, I mean, I actually don't know if that's true, but that's
what we don't know if he was an incel.
Yeah, I don't want
to spread
any fake news.
Like a red pill, black pill.
Oh, right.
Involuntary.
You literally explain that to me every time it's mentioned. Yeah. And I forget every time.
There's a couple words for it. It's like incel, alt-right. I mean, those aren't
well,
like
they're not
totally
same,
interchangeable, but
they are similar.
Yeah, there's a lot of overlap.
I know alt-right.
They breed in this. They're all part of the same pedigree.
So like they don't. They only would like breed with other incels.
Basically, yeah, because they hate everyone else.
What pedigree? My dog's actually AKC registered. I don't know what sort of pedigrees. Yeah.
Dang, is that wait? Are you still really into dogs? Is that what you were in the last?
Yeah, Kyle's thing. Kyle's latest passion is dogs.
Dude, you know why? Because I'm trying to recreate my brand.
Your brand is a dog person. Well,
why didn't you say that?
Well, my new brand.
Why didn't
you
say that to mom whenever she was getting mad at you about getting a dog? Yeah.
No, my new brand sort of I used to be real like big workout buff and getting huge, but now I'm sort of going to stay around like 180 pounds and I'm going to be workout, hiking dog yoga, dude.
Mm. Yoga.
Wow. Yeah, that could actually get you pretty far.
I feel like it can. I feel like it is sort of a good mix.
Like,
I just,
if you think of yourself in hashtags, like those three hashtags together, you're going to get up there.
I hope.
Yeah, those are some.
Never knew you were into yoga.
Embody your hashtag,
you know, well, I just started doing yoga like 2 weeks ago. Like I've been doing it twice a week. I mean, it's not like a bunch, but
good for you. That's
good
great.
For you.
New year, new me.
That's incredulous. Well, are you gonna like? I've never seen like a flexible bodybuilder. That's gonna be real.
The thing is, I'm not gonna be as big as I was getting. I'm definitely gonna be cutting down.
You
weight.
Should try to maintain the swole, but with like max stretch.
Yeah, but adding the hiking in there, that's gonna be a hard mixture. But I'll try. Okay, let's get back to the SEO.
Yeah, I have nothing much to say about this.
It's just a bummer, man.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I mean, it's hard to, like,
sort of just a shitty topic to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should just maybe
drop
just
it.
Me and Zach had a podcast earlier today on Zach's channel, Zach Show Live, where we talked about it for about 8 minutes.
Yeah, if you want to hear what we had to say, which was not much.
Not much.
Yeah, but anyways, let's dive.
Let's get back into the trends.
Let's take a shot at number two.
I don't know what's going
Ruth
on.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what's she up
to? Coming in at number two, it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg with 500,000 searches.
Is she the one that has the double-sided lightsaber?
Nah, that's Darth Maul.
Okay. Oh dang!
I get them. I always get my characters mixed up. So
yeah, it's a big universe. Three broken ribs. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know, I don't know. She's on the Senate.
Yeah,
is that what she is?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Apparently, she's like
Supreme Court justices.
She's like a hero for women, right?
Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I thought she was like, it's like girl power, right?
Yeah, Ruth? We don't get a lot of old bitches in the Supreme Court, man. That's great. Super positive.
Oh, wait, no, she's in the Supreme Court. She's not a senator, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Supreme Court justice. Yeah. But what happened? Oh, she fell in her office.
Shit. Yeah, she fell in her office. She got hurt. She was hospitalized, so.
85 years old.
Yeah, I mean, she's no spring chicken.
Like, speaking of, like, Darth Vader, like, she's probably going to be kept alive by machines for a while going on here the next couple of years. She's going to become, like, a robot.
Oh, my God. Oh, what? Oh, wait. So, okay, I don't, like, want to go back to the other shooting, but.
What?
Oh, never mind. It was I thought Tamara, you know, remember Tia and Tamara, like sister.
Yeah, I saw that number three, Tamara Mowry.
But it's their niece died.
That's a weird number three, right?
It is a weird number three. I thought like maybe she died. I was like,
or like yeah, and then yeah, okay, weird. Let's move on from that. Somebody have a notification or
was that moving on to the next? That was moving on.
Oh, that's the moving on sound. Do you want to? Is there anything else today that you want to talk about, or should we check yesterday's?
Wait, there's a little. There's a little wildfire going on.
Butt County.
Yeah.
Thought it was number four with 500,000 searches. Butt County. I think it's pronounced Butte, but Butte County wildfire.
For comedy purposes, we're gonna call it Butt County.
Butt County is on fire. The butt is on fire.
Damn,
my butt.
This video looks crazy.
Fire.
Did you see? Watch a man desperately flee California's campfire flame in his truck.
Holy shit! I am watching that right now.
What?
It's the Washington Post article underneath the thing.
Can we just take a step back and just laugh about my fucking like Kings of Leon joke that nobody has acknowledged?
Wow.
What was it?
I said my butt is on fire.
I didn't know what that's a reference to.
Yeah, sex is on fire. Kings of Leon song.
I thought you were trying to do my butt is on fire.
No, that one would have been funny too, though. So. Yeah. We'll remember that for any more news involving Butt County.
On fire. We'll put that
The beginning of the video is cool. End of the video.
Yeah. It's just kind of. He's basically driving through hell.
Can we explain this to the viewers?
Yeah.
It's just a car driving through fire. I mean, okay, they're like on a road.
So maybe just think about like some GTA.
Why is that not on my top numbers here? Like, why is
what?
That not
Butt County? It's not on your list?
Butt County?
Butte County at number four.
Was it Curb, San Francisco?
And that's from this week?
That's from today.
Yeah, it's not on here. That's so weird.
That's the thing. So, folks, if you've tuned into the show before, you realize, know that
sometimes
when people are in different regions, they have different top trending searches. And you'd think there would just be like across the board, here's what it is.
Oops, just
for everyone.
I messed up.
No.
Holy shit. This video is insane.
But it has happened before.
That's the sound of me sucking my words back into my mouth.
Sorry to put you in that situation. I want to see this video, though, man. Wow!
So, that sucks. You know, more about fire. I thought fire season was over.
That's incredible! Nice!
Fire season's never over anymore.
Okay. So, when that video earlier this year came out of the hillsides of California on fire, like this scorched earth, that was like extremely shocking to me. And like, I couldn't believe that people were just still going to work and still just like being like, oh, okay. This video, I feel like tops that image. This is like so extreme.
Yeah.
This guy is literally driving through hell.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Ooh, I mean, I like what you did there, Tree.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Yeah. Holy smokes is right. Holy smokes and flames.
What do you think happened to that guy's car?
Honestly?
I mean, it looked like a Chevy. I think it probably did all right.
Oh.
Damn, son.
Okay, this show is sponsored by Chevy. With the new Chevy lineup, you can get through any terrain of your choice.
Water.
Drive Chevy.
Water. Picture driving through a mud puddle.
This looks like an ad. This video, this guy could sell it to Chevy. And that could be.
He didn't really get out, though. Like, he's sort of still stuck in that forest at the end of the video.
Oh, my God, I know.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I mean, this really sucks.
It's not
wildfire.
Funny.
It's going to be so dumb when all the forests are gone.
I want to point out to the viewers and listeners that mostly SEO is mostly bad news.
So, well, yeah.
It's so rough.
If it bleeds, it leads.
They actually do say that in the newsroom.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
I believe it.
Oh, do you guys know much about because I feel like the ones after Butt County aren't very good. But
Butt County was really good.
Do you know a lot about Tucker Carlson or no?
What about
no him? Idea?
I used to watch some of his political videos, but
Who the fuck is Tucker Carlson?
He's a Fox News dude.
Yeah, but he's also like he's real. He's conservative, pretty conservative dude.
Yeah, I mean he's on Fox.
Yeah, kind of. That's kind of. I guess we're not gonna get to that.
What did he do?
That's the thing. There's really not much to him. Someone threatened him. Someone threatened his home and family.
Antifa activists.
Yeah, bunch of Antifans.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. He's been doing that for a little while now, yeah. Stopping people at restaurants, you know, interrupting their family dinners.
Okay.
Well, do you want to move on to another day?
Day? Yeah.
You're right. So I'm going to – here. Now we're going to move on to Wednesday.
Dude, this is the one topic I do not want to talk about, honestly, but I guess.
Just like election day?
Yeah, not at all.
what could we add to the conversation?
I didn't vote.
constructive. 10 million plus searches, pretty big.
Yeah, I guess we know who did vote by their Instagram story.
Yeah, who? Definitely.
Yeah, Zach flexed his voting sticker really hard.
Yeah, that one was a really good one, Zach.
Everyone was flexing their voting stickers.
Yeah, they were. Everyone's
flexing. But here's the thing. Like, can you really hate on it?
What?
Can you really hate on it? Like, not voting is like what got us into this mess. And so people like wearing it on their sleeve, like, you know.
I mean, I get
literally
it.
Literally is important.
I mean, I just forgot to register. Zach, did you register like prior to this or did you just go and do it?
I've been registered.
That's why I didn't register. I didn't register when it was time. Only because I didn't know if I could do it online, but I probably could.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But I'm for those of you that saw my Instagram story, which is probably like one or two people.
like people on this podcast.
Yeah. I did because I actually considered not, because I mean I was mostly poking fun of the fact that everybody has to fucking post that they did vote, which that's fine, you know what I mean? Because like, and that's a kind of like a reminder to other people to go do it, whatever.
A little social pressure.
What?
A little social pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wanted to, but it's obnoxious and everybody fucking knows it. So I thought it was like, you know, all right.
Your goofs were good. I think it's a solid story. I definitely, didn't lull, but I smiled.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Zach's story, for those of you who didn't catch it, he just kept revealing the I voted sticker in different locations. It was underneath his cup one time. It was behind his sunglasses.
That was a good one. It just kept
showing up in
the weed grinder.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
But, I mean, yeah, so I actually wasn't going to post anything. And then, like, I went to vote with my roommate, Connor, and he was like, dude, that's actually pretty funny. And I was like, I don't want to, like, make fun of voting. And he's like, yeah, but it's funny. I'm like, yeah,
it is funny.
Yeah, so.
It was a tiny baby troll.
I mean, people, like, responded well. So I think.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, someone said, like, I really needed this today. I was like, well, I'm glad I could help you out.
Nah, it was funny. It was funny. Just poking fun at the what's going on. It was topical, you know. It was some great content.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean,
all right.
Aside from the actual election, I mean, I don't know. It was good. I mean, the most significant thing is that voting worked, and we got a lot of really diverse women into Congress for the very first time, including a few Native Americans, and that is for some reason like a new deal. So I just wanted to mention that
there are a lot of Native Americans voted, or
there are a couple Native American women that are now in Congress, which is like bananas that's like a new thing.
Can I just give a little shout out to the Greyhound rehoming process in Florida. We actually they voted out Greyhound racing, which I'm still kind of on the edge about, though. I mean, I know, like, in a lot of places, of course, they're like treating the Greyhounds pretty badly, but at the same time, the sport of Greyhound racing, like, a lot of people treat their dogs really well, and I don't know. I feel like a lot of dogs would enjoy running around a track.
Yeah, but you know, anything that's like turns into like a factory operation.
I mean, no, I can get that. I can get that too. But the only problem now is there's like 15,000 dogs are probably like a lot are gonna die.
Dogs that were bred for racing.
Yeah, like they have like there's 8,000 dogs that are already racing right now, and then there's another like 7,000 or 8,000 that are in the process of being trained that are just like they don't know what to do with anymore. So they're just gonna they're all gonna go to shelters. So like a lot of
and those babies are gonna want to run too. They're gonna have to be in some sort of pasture or something.
Yeah, I think people who are in dog sports though are just really scared of like what next. What are you gonna take away next?
Maybe they could be like some sort of like delivery.
That's a beautiful service. Idea, but also kind of bad.
Actually. Like Postmates?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't know. I like the idea of a dog having a job. Like
I do like that.
Why do we even have dogs if they shouldn't have a job? Like they like having jobs.
Do they? I mean, I feel like that's slavery.
Yeah,
Kyle's whole philosophy behind his dog training is that dogs want a purpose in life.
They do.
You
want
to give them a purpose.
Do you really think a dog sitting at home, just like laying in the house all day doing nothing, rather than a dog going out and like running around a track for a while? I mean, I feel like you would enjoy it. You can't put human emotions into a dog. We're not the same creatures.
Well, I don't know if I believe in the anti-anthropomorphism angle, but I will say that, I mean, they're not choosing to, like, work day in and day out to, like, run around the tracks. And also, like, being bred for that is probably, like, really hard on their bodies. They have to eat specific things. So it's, like, their whole entire existence becomes this job, and that's just basically slavery. So it's different. It's different if maybe, like, okay, they can go out, like, 8 hours a day and run wherever they want. They can hunt for stuff. They can sleep if they want. They can take breaks. But being on somebody's schedule, I feel like that's kind of weird.
I mean, I can understand. I can understand both perspectives for sure. But at the same time, I can't fully support dogs just sitting on the couch all day.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
I just can't. That,
like, you got to put our pups to work.
Because you got to put, like, my dog, I play with him every day, and, like, he's going to be pumped when he can retrieve a duck one day and just bring it back to me.
You're still in the honeymoon phases of that dog. We're not really sure how you're really going to, how that dog's going to work out.
We'll see. I mean, I'm pretty positive it'll end up well. I mean, there's nothing else really going on in my life.
Like, my cat, Thurston, which you guys all know, he's basically a greyhound, and he is the kind of cat that he's very large. He is actually gray.
He's gray.
And he has a lot of energy. It's, like, pent up, and I feel bad every day where he can't just go outside whenever he wants. I live in New York. I used to live in Ohio. He used to run away from home. I just let him because that was, like, what made him happy. But now it's, like, it's dangerous. I recently put him on CBD because he just gets, like, so anxious.
Oh, he's on CBD?
He's on fucking CBD, boy. Oh, like,
that's cool.
Yeah, and he goes right to sleep at night because otherwise he spends the whole entire night, like, literally, he knows, like, what he could knock over or jump on to just, like, piss me off.
Wait, but aren't cats nocturnal?
Yeah, they're crepuscular. I mean, so they're, like, up in the dawn and dusk or whatever. But I'm fucking still asleep. So, like, he literally knocked over my projector the other day just, like, to wake me up. So he had to go on CBD. And he, I also put one of those anxiety jackets on him, and that really has helped him a lot. So he wears his little bedtime jacket every fucking day.
Takes the CBD, puts on his bedtime jacket.
Yeah, see, so, just like I said, giving animals human, giving an animal the human, what you think a human would want.
It's working though. He really, like, he needed it. He literally does have anxiety, like, human condition.
I mean, I think some people get anxious from certain things, like maybe they, you know, drink too much coffee. And while we're on the subject, it's National Cappuccino Day. Hey-o.
I can get behind that day.
Yeah. Actually, cappuccinos, though, yeah. I gotta say, it's a lot of foam.
Yeah.
I think the latte really, point. Like,
that's
is
not
the better
what
version.
I expected you to say. Yeah, it is a lot of foam, man.
Like, yeah. It's good, but, like, I didn't think I needed all that foam. Like, a latte has a decent amount of foam on it, and that's all I really needed.
It's enough. Yeah, I don't know, people, like, why do people get mad about, like, having not enough foam? Like, why do they want so much fucking foam?
I feel like
foam?
People
Good
get question. Pretentious about
I don't
the foam.
Get it. It's just, that's just something that you can be like, oh, you did it wrong. That's,
I think, like, I think people, like, just like foam, the texture of it in their mouth. And, yeah, really? No, I actually read this thing that, like, toothpaste, it didn't foam whenever it was invented, and they added, like, a foaming agent, and people really liked that because it felt
is
clean.
It
same as, like,
same?
Like,
I do
shampoo.
Love that.
I think shampoo, too, right? Like, suddenly gets sudsy because of that one chemical. Like, the marketers and the product makers realized that people just enjoy foamy textures, and so even if it's not a functional
like
foam,
it
gets
it
added.
Does make
the
feel
sulfates,
like you're cleaner.
I think, is what makes it foamy.
But I think, you know, it's just kind of like slime, on YouTube. Like, we just enjoy the texture, and, like, I think it's foam is just,
it's,
you know,
because we
satisfying.
Grew up with all these freaking commercials of, like, suds and bubbles, like, scrubbing up with little, like, smiley cartoon faces and zipping around the bathroom. And we're like, oh, yeah, that means it's clean.
Yeah.
But it's not.
But, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I will say, whenever I use, like, a Sensodyne or, like, another different brand of toothpaste that's not super mainstream, like, I don't get as much of the foam, I'm like, yeah, like, I kind of like it because, like, for me, I walk around when I brush my teeth, so I need that foam.
Yeah, to keep all the liquid in.
I like to
have like
structure.
Yeah,
I like to have, like, the foam. Yeah, it gets too, like, liquidy in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. If it's not foamy, like, enough, it just, I don't feel like my teeth are getting this clean.
Do people, whenever they're drinking the lattes, Do they drink a little bit, a lot? Like, because you only have like a shot of espresso and then like basically a full cup of foam. Are you just taking like a sip of espresso and like a big mouthful of foam every sip?
But I feel like that's all you get. Yeah. Is one mouthful, no?
Of the actual liquid?
Of the foam.
Nah, you get it. I mean,
you get a couple mouthfuls of foam.
I would say a real cappuccino has like a fourth of the cup is full of the like espresso, and then two or three fourths is foam.
That's so crazy. And maybe does it make like a I guess I haven't gotten a cappuccino in a while or whatever. Maybe it like sounds like you can hear the sounds in your head, so maybe it's a little bit of like ASMR in your skull.
Yeah, I think it's just like I mean. Dude.
It's just an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I don't have my coffee, I'm like freaking dead. You know, sort of like Dia de los Muertos. the Day of the Dead, which is a little over a week ago. It's just
trending?
About a week ago.
Or are you just bringing that up?
It's about a week ago. I mean, I feel like that's a big holiday. That was a big holiday. But I mean, we kind of missed it. But Dia de los Muertos, aka the Day of the Dead, celebrating Mexican heritage.
I recently found out that they celebrate that in the Philippines as well.
Isn't that believe it. Those are kind of like the Asian Mexicans.
Yeah. No, it's like... That's pretty good. No, they're very...
Is that racist? I kind of tuned out.
It sounded like it, though.
But,
yeah, it felt wrong.
It felt wrong, but it also felt like it kind of made sense.
Here's what's true is that, I mean, actually, I don't have a lot of knowledge about, like, Filipino history, but they were colonized by similar people, so they have a culture of like Spanishness over there, so that's why they have like the same holiday. Every Filipino person that I've ever met, like, I'm always surprised that they're actually like very similar within their culture to like Spanish culture. It's like very surprising.
That is kind of surprising.
But
they have similar
features. Right? Huh?
They've got similar features.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
I mean, I work around a lot of Mexican people. I mean, like not even like the whole kitchen staff I work with right now is Mexican.
Mhm.
And I've also have a lot of Filipino friends, so I can just see the similarities. I mean, it sounds like it's racist, but I definitely can see the physical. I mean, usually shorter in stature, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I'm not gonna get into it too much.
Are the Philippines like jungly?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's cities. There's big cities, though. There's like,
but like the raw nature, the raw land, is it jungle?
I think it's just wet, kind of like a Florida kind of feel. Yeah. Like, yeah, I would say
dude,
jungle. Well, maybe not.
Don't
compare
it to Florida.
I don't think it's Florida.
I think it's because it's more like a tropical.
Nothing
it's more tropical.
Compares, nothing compares to
like,
Florida.
It's like rainier, like
South
more jungly.
Asian country in the Western Pacific. So it's you want me to look at climate? I can give you a. Let's see.
I think
tropical
it's
rainforest.
Wet.
Yeah, that's a
tropical
that's
savanna
saying,
or tropical monsoon. Or
I don't
humid,
know, folks.
See, it's real rainy. It's really rainy.
You feel like this is good
it's
content
lush.
For people right now?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so, guys.
I'm
sorry. We're getting off.
Well,
I'm
I just want
to. I'm going to talk directly to the audience right now. We're going to get back on track. what's something funny or cool we could say right now?
Nothing. So there's Breaking Bad's in the news, guys.
What do you, wait, can I ask you a question?
What?
Wait, did you celebrate Dia de los Muertos?
Myself?
Yeah.
No, it's a
in the
Mexican
DR.
Holiday. No, it's a Mexican.
Oh,
holiday.
I thought it was just Latino in general.
Nah, dog, I never did. I don't think Dominicans celebrate Halloween. I don't know.
Damn. What do you? Yeah, that's.
Do you think that like the thing about? Did you guys watch Coco?
Yeah,
I
was just
that
about
was
to
great.
Say Pixar's it was pretty Coco. Decent. It was good.
That was one of the better Disney movies, just because it was like. Dia de los Muertos is just so inherently colorful and interesting that it made a good cartoon.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Do you think, do you like the idea that you basically, to keep in their culture, to keep
your spirit alive?
Your spirit alive in the afterlife, you had to keep photos of your family members, like,
oh, yeah.
Operational on the ofrenda.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite word the whole movie. I did like that.
You must have put your picture on the ofrenda.
Oh man.
So like if you don't have any family, you die and you don't have any family members with your picture on their ofrenda, you're not even allowed to be a ghost anymore.
That's a beautiful concept. I didn't know
that. I don't think about... that's not well, that sucks.
Well, you're stuck in like you're basically stuck in hell, right?
No, you just sort of disappear from anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and once you disappear, are you gone forever? Like, can you get back?
No, you just sort of disappear to nothing.
So if you die and you're not on the ofrenda, you're
it's fucked. Like the death of atheists. Like nothing happened. You're gone.
Which is Fuck. Pretty dark, yeah.
But it's crazy. It's yeah. crazy.
I got first of all
photo.
First off, I gotta get an fucking ofrenda.
Yeah.
Jeez. Dude, sadly, we haven't. I think it's been too long. I think our ancestors would have been dead by now.
Yeah.
You gotta keep that. I don't know if we can resuscitate them. That ofrenda fresh.
Yeah.
Ofresta.
What? Do you think our phones are the modern ofrenda?
Interesting. I'm trying to think of how
we're that otherwise chock full of mementos then.
That depends on how much storage you have and
how much storage you have when you're. Do you think like that's true? Like, do you think anybody who's like devout to this like idea, like they actually do believe in it, like they would accept a digital ofrenda, like an app where you could just upload.
Search that app right now.
Wait, and then they could also store it on the cloud. So if you die, they could keep your digital ofrenda going. You could put your own picture on there to ensure your ghost would never die.
Wow.
Do you think maybe they accept those like digital picture frames? So like, you know, you that seems more.
It would just be going like, you know.
I think that's the gateway.
You just get added to the digital picture frame.
I'd start, you know, does anybody do a thing where they like find people who don't have any ofrendas and they just have sort of like a community ofrenda for like orphaned dead people?
That's kind of beautiful. Was that like a theme in the movie a little bit?
It was like.
Felt like it, maybe.
It was like somebody wasn't on the ofrenda anymore. It was like they were ashamed of him or something like that. And so he's disappearing.
Yeah. His friend that was helping.
It's pretty cool. Do you think I don't really know any Mexicans personally like well enough, but do they handle death better like in general? Because like Dia de los Muertos is like really spooky, but it's also like you're inviting the ghosts of your ancestors to dance with you for the night, and you're really thinking about ghosts and death and thinking about skeletons a lot because all the skeleton imagery.
You're thinking about your ancestors.
You're thinking about your own death.
Like very positive. Yeah. I feel like that's like a death culture I feel like is really missing in American culture. We just like the fact that it's just so depressing and it's like a sad party. Like a funeral is a sad party. Like that's not good. I like the healthy kind of mentality that death can be a party in a good way.
Yeah,
I like that.
I mean, I agree with that. But yeah, I mean, you can. I think people kind of are starting to do that more of like a celebratory life celebration.
I'm saying
instead. But
Anna, can you tell my favorite funeral story? You know, you're the one you have.
Oh,
it's pretty sad, actually, but it's funny as heck.
The one that, from my life?
Yeah, high school.
Yeah, so I had RIP. I was like in middle school or high school, I can't remember, and I had a friend named Ryan Charlie, and we always rode the bus together. And one day he died. He had like committed suicide in his car or something. But I went to the funeral and it was like a funeral. It was really sad. But at one point, they just started blasting sandstorm.
Well, you said they took his, like they were going through his CD booklet from his car to be like, let's play the music that he loved in his life at his funeral. And so they were just like basically threw a blank CD on that he burned from Napster or whatever.
Really?
And yeah. And like all these like mourning teenagers. Just imagine like a room of teenagers and like a corpse of a teenager in the front of the room, and then just like a boombox in the corner of the room blasting Sandstorm.
That's really dark.
I mean, I don't,
just like sending you into the afterlife. Like they put that on. Like, yep, his spirit's coming like out.
That's such like a conflicting
vibe.
Situation. Yeah,
I know. Just crying, just tears and sobbing. Moment, and Sandstorm.
Yeah. In that moment, like I was like very like joyful, like that was like,
oh really,
like a good send off, you know.
So you, yeah, I thought you were always weirded out. You actually like that,
like just uncomfortable.
I thought you just noticed the contrast between and like the mood and the music was just insane.
The funeral itself was obviously but like I really did appreciate that was part of the ceremony, like including a personal archive of his favorite things, his music, and then it was just, it created this happening where they were blasting Sandstorm at a funeral amongst like his friends and like his family. All of his like parents and grandparents were there. Yeah. So
did everyone start like dancing?
No, everybody just stared at each other.
Oh my god.
Dude, I sort of want my funeral to be like a slip and slide funeral. Like, everyone comes, just goes and slip and slide, and they're like,
Bay
and
then for suit.
The final slip and slide, they just have like a really long track, and they put my dead body down, and I slip right into my casket, and they lower me down.
That does sound nice.
He always said he wanted to slide down.
Do you think that would it be like animatronic? Like, would you be actually on like a thing that's sending you down, or would they just throw your body down a slide? Like, I'm thinking, like, the slide would have, like, a track. Like, okay, here's going back to the Greyhounds. You know the rabbit that's, like, on the track?
Wait, I'm sorry. I zoned. I didn't know you were talking to me.
Oh,
I actually zoned out, too.
Damn, just, okay. Yeah,
it, just give
it was because I was like,
hey, speaking guys, of what are we talking about right now?
I don't know.
Speaking of zones, hope you set back, I don't know what time zone you're in, but I hope you set back your clocks today. Daylight Savings Time 2018 on Saturday, November 3rd with 2 million searches.
You know what I'm realizing? That I always used to hate the way that news anchors talk like that, you know, like why is that necessary? Why is everybody
it's like the
that?
Authority. Yeah. It's the voice of like power.
Sure.
And
but
confidence.
But this news, like
that's why I did it.
The news is so depressing that I feel like you have to sound like that.
Yeah.
I
think maybe you're right. Yeah. People will like, I mean, if someone's getting really emotional, you know what I mean? Like,
you
that's
have
just...
to just, like, break through that with, like, a very assertive voice and say, you know, hey, guys, it's going to be just fine. Like, it's...
I feel like that's probably something they first teach you at the academy.
I did
feel more fine when you said that like that, Anna. I felt better.
What do you mean?
I know.
Well,
I have a friend.
Okay.
I have a friend that is now, like, that I grew up with, and she's now like on like Cleveland like news team, and she's like a field reporter, and now she has like that fucking that
voice.
Well, I've been working on it. Exotic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it sounds like she's choking that on a balloon animal.
Yarm Steinerstad Stoas and Tonight at Stewart.
That's a good description, yeah.
Yeah, like, and it's just funny to me. Like, why can't you just be
yourself?
Do you
see her on TV? Like, is she always on now? Like, that's weird.
I mean, she's an anchor. I don't think she's an anchor. I think she's just a reporter in Cleveland. So, I mean, I just see, like, stuff that she posts.
She posts
a lot of, like, B-roll of herself, which is actually kind of funny. But, like, her, like, right before, like, they're about to go on or, like... Which is actually like her, like practicing to like say shit.
I can't believe she can get her hands on that video. I feel like that's all union, like
nah.
Video.
I don't know what
I forget where she works exactly, but, like, it seems like she, like, edits her own fucking stories.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a more independent media sort of thing.
I think just, like, local news stations, it's like, are kind of, they don't really have a lot of money.
Maybe they don't care, yeah.
Yeah, I think, or the fact, or, like, maybe the fact that she could do it, they're like, oh, okay, like, that's fucking, that yeah. takes away another job, so, like, sure.
It's like when Ryan used to work at that PBS station yeah. when you were in college. That was, like, very, very loose yeah. environment.
You know what I don't like about the news is that they call, like, little video segments packages.
Ew! I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know
it does gross me out, too.
So, this, like, little would you, package we just got in.
Would you call it, like, a big package if it was, like, a big story?
Yeah. We've got a big package coming up.
They're like, hey, Ryan, we got a
maybe
big package.
Maybe that's just around you. Maybe that's just the anchors around you.
Nah, it's
that was
real.
Just them, like, trolling.
Nah, it's universal, trust me. But did you guys hear about how England, I think, voted to not do daylight savings time anymore?
It's smart.
Oh
well,
I think
it's pronounced, I think it's England, but I'm not sure. But yeah, no, I didn't hear.
It was like
Well, some states.
Daylight. See, I know Indiana doesn't
you guys,
do it right.
You guys know the reason, right? For daylight.
It was,
savings.
It was, yeah. Can I just say that it was on the ballot?
Wait. One day ago, California votes to make daylight savings time year round.
Whoa.
This is good news,
wait,
guys.
Thank God.
Wait.
It's going
wait,
away.
What
did you vote for this, Zach?
I voted, but the vote was to have the right to vote whether or not they could get rid of it.
Oh.
So it was more like, do you think that we should, or like, if you, like, yes or no? Okay, here we go. Question number 5, I think. Is it okay for us to basically put it up to vote to get rid of? So what the fuck happened? So I voted yes. I'm like, I don't need to change the fucking
time. So the headline of this article from ABC 13, Eyewitness News: California voters say it's time to stop resetting clocks twice a year. Voters approved Proposition 7, the first step towards permanent year-round daylight savings time. So it's the first step. Yeah, I guess it's not fully.
Yeah.
The measure still requires a 2/3 vote from the legislature and a change in federal law to take effect. But it looks like it might happen.
It's a slow creep. It's a slow creep.
I mean, we all know why, though. We know the reason for it, don't we?
Why?
I do.
We're not farmers anymore.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for the listeners and viewers, somebody should give it a little
for the reason. So, you know, it was for the farmers so they'd have more time to plant their crops. So also when their kids came home from school, their kids would be able to help. That was part of it.
Huh.
Yeah, we don't live that life
anymore. Yeah, that was a big part of it. It's like when kids came home from school, they'd have to help with the crops. But
I actually also heard that it was because they wanted to save energy, because if it was dark in the morning, then they would have to turn all the buildings on in the office. And so, like, basically they just wanted, like, 9 to 5 for everywhere to have the maximum daylight so that you wouldn't waste money in offices running electricity and stuff. But I heard that that's, like, not even real, that they, like, crunch the numbers and that's not really doing anything. I actually heard that they crunched the numbers again recently and they found out that daylight savings time probably loses, like, $1 billion a year or something like that in productivity. Mm. Like, globally, because, like, people's sleeping schedules getting messed up and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's kind of...
That's wild. And we're breaking it down in that...
The number crunchers say we got to change it, and everyone hates it. So it's crazy we have to, like, jump through all these hoops when everyone truly hates it. Like, we're doing this to ourselves.
I don't mind when I gain an hour, though. Like, I woke up at 7, and it was actually...
It does feel like a little present.
Yeah. But sometimes like when it gets taken away, though, you're just like, God, that sucks.
Nah, it's just got to be the same. It's really lame.
Yeah.
It's a funny ritual. It is a funny ritual. It makes you, you know, here's why I do appreciate it, because there's one day a year where everybody has to, like, think about time and how it's not real.
Yeah, that is true. Like, it can do, because like, it can do this that. Goofy thing where it just resets. You're like, wait. So we're just making this shit up.
Yeah. It's super fucking weird. I mean, I never even thought about it that way.
I mean, it's related to something real, which is, like, the rotation of the Earth around the sun. Yeah. And broken down into, like, even increments, you know? I mean, this sort it is related to some concrete thing.
But the fact that you can just say, like, today it's going to be an hour later, you know, is, like, pretty fucking weird.
Yeah. Crap.
Well... here we are.
Yeah.
We're 47 minutes in, you guys.
Yeah. And it's dark out now. We started, it was
so depressing.
Speaking of daylight savings time, if we wouldn't have changed the clocks, we still had some daylight.
Oh, okay. That was dark for you guys. I forgot. You guys are in, it's been dark for a while here.
Are you guys trying to wake up earlier so that you don't miss out on those vitamin D's?
Actually, yeah.
I have.
I've been waking up at like 7:30. Isn't that weird?
Whoa, really?
Yeah, that's the time I normally wake up. So I've been I'm pretty much been waking up at like 7.
What do you do at 7:30?
Make coffee.
Me?
Yeah, I go to the gym around like 6:45. So I'm usually up pretty early. Yeah.
I just like to.
I just like to enjoy my mornings. You know, I've become a morning person as I've gotten older. It's really weird.
It's beautiful.
It's not weird. It's pretty cool. Like, it's because, like, I don't really hate everything as much in the morning. And, like, as the day goes on, I get a little bit angry. I'm like, fuck. And then around 4, I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah. And then you go to bed, what, at, like, 9 or something?
Yeah. I go to bed at around 9 o'clock. I'm like, I'm freaking tired.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Ryan, do you just, like, also have a slow morning?
Yeah, I mean, I just make coffee, make some food.
Wait, Zach, are,
it's nice,
are you really going to bed at 9 every night, Zach?
Nah, you probably go to bed at like midnight.
Called you out.
Yeah, I go to bed at I pretty much go to bed at like right around midnight or 12:30.
I was like, damn, dude. Fucking grandma.
I was so, like, feeling good about myself because I was like, man, I'm waking up at 9 now.
Yeah, I mean, I know. It's
come
really...
to find out, you're a late riser compared to the rest of us.
I am. I feel like I'm a big baby, you know, but I like staying up late a little bit, too. But I totally agree. I feel like, well, especially in New York because it gets dark way faster than anywhere else. Like, if you have a regular work schedule, like, you get out at 6 and it's already dark. So I'm just trying to, like, not do that anymore. But, yeah.
Remember when I bought that light that shot that light out to try to make me happier in the wintertime?
Yeah,
it did not work.
It did not work.
Just made, like, a weird noise, like, and made the air smell weird, like plastic.
I liked the smell. The smell was, like, you could turn on a button, it said ion.
Yeah, and then it would smell weird for a while. Yeah.
Ryan, I have a question real fast.
Huh?
Have you seen that UV water purifier?
Nah.
It's like a little stick, and you stir it in your water. And it it sends UV light in your water, then kills all the bacteria.
No, yeah, I saw Nature do that.
It was weird. It's crazy.
I saw it at REI, and I asked the dude about it, and he's like, "It's just a supplement to other filtering. Like, you filter that, and then it's like, and then add this."
Well, the dude just used that, and he was fine.
You know, I think I saw one of those for a good price down at Gally.
Shout out to Chillicothe.
I mean, I guess it's not really Chillicothe.
Shout out to Pittsburgh.
Shout out to our cousin. Shout out to our cousin Katie in Chillicothe. She's getting married this weekend. Congratulations to her.
Kate.
I think she actually goes by Kate, but what? Yeah, we were supposed to go to the wedding, but I mean, I can't afford a goddamn ticket. It's in this freaking economy. I mean,
I know, yeah.
Of course, all the fucking, all the incels are talking about Trump bringing all this economy in. I don't see it.
I never got my invite, so.
Do you guys want to, we should end it, but I don't know if maybe this is a good topic. It's got, it was from the same, it was from Saturday. Ariana Grande's new track and the Pete Davidson breakup. It's been, we haven't, wait, did we talk about it last time on SEO? Have.
We talked bit. About
it when it just happened. Today.
Didn't he give her a shout out or something on SNL?
It was weird because, like, I thought the joke was about to happen on SNL when he was like, a lot of you are asking about, you know, what's going on with me. It's like, I wish her the best and, you know, it's all for good or whatever. And I was like waiting for the punchline. It never happened. It was really weird.
I mean, I guess it's a weird thing to have a punchline for.
Well, why? Just don't even talk about it.
Well, it's SNL. Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't. Well,
people were asking. Come on.
I know people were asking. It's just crazy that it's like it became so, like, I don't know. Like,
we're just like having open family conversations now on SNL, like, internet fam. Like, you know, it's like one of those things that the formalities of TV, like, you would never really address the public. But
I guess it's like
now it's like people are talking all the time.
I think about people,
like, you have to.
Well, like, if you, I've watched SNL a lot, right? I've seen a lot of eps, and I feel like the only time they get serious is like when somebody dies, and they're like, "We want to talk. This is for this guy who died. Blah blah blah. This is a memory of him." And then, like, I remember, like, after September 11th. There was, like, some serious times. There's, like, a bunch of, like, there's a couple serious things. And then this. It's really weird that, like, the breakup, his breakup with Ariana Grande is, like, the other, the only, like, the exception to when they're allowed to get serious.
Yeah, but it was because of the death, you know.
What?
The death of Mac.
That's why they broke up?
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of what's in the air. I mean,
I don't know about that.
You really well, I mean, since we're on the subject, it came out from the official toxicology report came out that it was an accidental overdose of cocaine, alcohol, and fentanyl? What is the
Nutella?
Yeah, fentanyl.
Nutella again.
It wasn't even the coke or anything. It was just the Nutella killed him.
But
yeah, so I mean,
but it's kind of crazy. Yeah. Like, you know, it's, I don't know. I've got a trend watch on the now that I'm looking for, which is like graceful public breakups. That's like that's like a thing going through the air right now. David Dobrik and Liza Koshy earlier this year.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's beautiful. I like that.
It's like YouTube culture has kind of made the standard.
Yeah. I really feel like, to me, this is really what I thought about when I saw this, is that the YouTube culture about, like, treating ships really seriously and, like, respecting the... like, cause, because, like, the public ships them so hard, it's almost like the public was another member of the relationship and you have to, like break it to them.
Very, like a divorce.
Yeah. And, like, Pete had to say, I mean, he was okay. Ariana Grande came out with that song where she was like, "Thank you, next," like, talking about how all of her exes, like, taught her something different and they're all valuable in their own way.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear it?
No. That's a beautiful song.
It's a nice sentiment, but the song's trash.
The song's trash?
Yeah, it's not so good.
I'm not, I usually don't like her songs, but, yeah, God is a Woman didn't really like it, but I love that idea.
Yeah.
That her video was super goofy. That's kind of funny.
I like that song.
I forget how it goes, honestly.
Hey, I don't want to waste your time, man. You ain't got a one-track mind, eh?
Yeah, I got it.
It's like, you know what? That, yeah.
Okay. I guess that's it. I don't have anything else to say about that.
We haven't, you want to bring up just real, you guys aren't much into it, if only Evan was here, but, you know, Red Dead Redemption 2, I know you heard about it.
Yeah, we talked about it last podcast, which was just a quickie about Casey Neistat's penis, if you listen to that one.
Did Evan bring up Red Dead Redemption?
Nah, I brought it up.
Well, I'm going to say now, it's very, very fun.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well,
let's just say it's Grand Theft Auto. Cowboys. Let's just say it's Grand Theft Auto meets the Wild Wild West.
It's made by the same people who made Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it's Rockstar. Rockstar Games.
Okay. Oh,
and yeah, is it Wild Wild West themed, or is it just like wild?
No. It's Wild Wild West themed.
It's cowboys. Like,
it's set in the year 1899.
Okay.
The important news about it, though, is that you ride a horse a lot of the time, and
if you
look at the testicles on the horse, they drop lower in the heat and shrink up small in the cold.
Really?
Serious? Dude,
do you know the whole game costs like $947 million to make? Crazy.
Most of that was horse ball physics modeling.
Oh,
dude, I mean, like
the fucking rigorous testing.
They modeled the creme master.
You see the horse.
I just wanted to drop the word. They bought a farm because that's the muscle that controls your scrotum.
I mean, there are a lot of details in the game. It's pretty sweet. Like, you can tie someone up and like drag them on the back of your horse, and like.
There's a big controversy that somebody got like some woman who was
She's a feminist
protesting suffrage for like the women's rights to vote, and then the guy like took her and like cut her up in pieces and fed her to alligators.
Well, no, he just tied her up like hog tied her and then threw her in front of an alligator and then ate her. And then people were like dragging her on the back of their horse and all that.
That's bad.
I mean, it was mostly. I mean, it was totally trolling for the lulz, but.
Yeah, but why even have that?
Grand Theft Auto had the same thing.
Some people just want to watch the world burn. You know,
that's what Grand Theft Auto is about, though. Sort of is like playing with that impulse, right? Like,
it's mostly just about making jokes. I mean, there's a lot of funny stuff you can do in that game in general,
but
yeah, I'm like looking. I'm literally just trying to find these balls.
Oh, just search Red Dead Redemption horse testicles.
Look at these balls.
I found a video. They're like zooming in hard.
There's a bunch of screenshots if you look for it.
There's so many. Yeah. Oh man. Horse testicles confirmed. Red Dead Redemption.
Thing. Yeah. There's like an article saying like countless users confirm the horse ball physics are truly there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what that extra. It was 946 million. That last mil was those horse balls.
It's incredible.
No, it is a great game. I mean, if you're at all about gaming, honestly. I've had to hold myself back from playing just because I know I'd lose my life. I might quit my job and just become a full-time Red Dead Redemptioner.
Damn, son.
Wow.
You're
going
to have to give up the dog stuff.
Nah, I'll keep him, but... I mean, dude, I put...
I'll turn him into a horse give him a nice set of nuts.
I put, like, 600 hours into Skyrim, and this is just, like, Skyrim on steroids. So
damn, that means nothing to me, but
yeah me,
I mean,
neither actually.
For all our gamers out there listening, you know what I'm saying.
Do you think
for all the gamers that heard that, their balls just fucking dropped?
Do you think this game appeals to bronies?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow, they've got a big brony community.
I feel like
a lot of sexy horse shots in this game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Horses have beautiful legs. They're
beautiful legs, it's giant
beautiful
and
ass.
You can actually
beautiful hair.
Yeah, no, the hair.
Their balls
Speaking
so
of the
pretty.
Hair, you can like braid your horse hair. Like, there's like 7 or 8 different horse hairstyles, and one of them is one of them is horse dreads, and it looks hilarious. Like, I was looking at the horse hair options when I was doing it, and I made mine have dreads. It just looked funny.
Oh man!
Sort of like Rasta horse.
Too.
That's pretty funny. There's a whole section of the game about horse braiding, horse hair braiding.
That's incredible. This is definitely for bronies.
I mean, no, you can fish. Thing. You can fish. You can hunt, and the fishing's actually pretty sweet. I mean,
are there any like? Can you like push like up, down, left, right, triangle, or something, and get like a
There are
a unicorn.
There are cheats. I mean, it's Rockstar, so they have like a really large list of cheats. I just haven't done it because I'm trying to enjoy the game first.
Like Pegasus.
I bet that'll come. I bet somebody will do it.
Pegasus cheat.
That'd be cool.
Maybe flying horse cheat.
That's what I'm saying. That's what a fucking Pegasus is.
I don't know, though. There's no other flying options in the game, so I don't know if they can make it like that kind of, you know, like with Grand Theft Auto, you could actually do that because there was like, I think it's only built for the ground, you know?
Right, right, right.
Maybe a code for like bigger like balls.
Yeah.
Hey guys, speaking of balls, my balls are full of pee and I have to your balls, so I don't know if you guys want to listen to that or we should just try to wrap it up.
I think we should end the show with that because I feel like you peeing? Do that pretty often. You're always like pouring a cup of beer on
the usually I'm filling up like a water bottle or drinking a water bottle. The one time I did pee, it was a fucking real
dude. Game. You should drink,
it was unannounced. You should, so that made it more fun.
You should drink, like you should.
It's not the same.
You should pour your water bottle in the beginning and at the end of the episode, just pee. And that's the outro.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do it, but yeah, you guys are like, yeah, okay, I guess I'm just waiting.
Too much pressure now. Right.
I feel weird. It's a weird thing to do whenever people are just in your ears. You know what I mean? Like, I remember last time I did that, I was like, this is very strange.
I was pooping like half of that last episode, but yeah.
Sorry. I thought that was the time.
That was a good one. All
right, everybody. That's going to be the show for the week.
I hope that we can have some more positive news next week. You know, listeners, if you're out there, make some good news happen so we can talk about some nice things. It's on you. We're just the messenger.
I'd like to thank all the guests. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to Paul Simon.
As always.
All right.